Once we're on the topic of alcohol, I would like to discuss some kashrus concerns or things to consider when it comes to yayin, when it comes to wine. So for many people, they buy the same bottles all year. They know what they buy. They make sure it's good, and that's what they have. But it could come up where you're at someone's house or someone gives you a bottle on Purim and you're half drunk and you didn't look at the label. So it's important to point out, I think, at least three things. I'm sure there are more. Here's three things to consider. Number one, for many people, they always purchase mevushel wine. They never purchase non-mevushel wine. And all of a sudden, they get a present and it's non-mevushel wine. And they don't know the halachas of non-mevushel wine. Halacha is that if a nachri, a non-Jew, touches the wine, and there are details, as with any halacha, and we're not going to get to it right now, there are consequences to that. Maga yayin asr is the wine. If it's through a bottle, if it's if he's wearing a glove, we could talk about different heterim if it was closed. But right now, just keep in mind that if you have non-mevushel wine, it has a different halacha status, and different considerations must be given to it. And just make sure when you receive a bottle of wine, you should know if it's mevushel or non-mevushel. Number two, many are not aware of this, that when it comes to wine is a special production. It needs to be produced with extremely vigilant and qualified rabbanim, hashkachas. And just because it has a national hashkacha on the bottle does not necessarily mean that it's the standard that you would want in your home. It's unfortunate that is the situation out there, but I'm just simply pointing out to you that do research when you purchase wine. Now, most of the wine that people consume on a weekly basis would be with, would have better hashkacha, but when you get wine on Purim, or if someone is a wine connoisseur, you always buy interesting bottles of wine, just make sure that it's being produced with a good hashkacha, a good team of those involved in making the wine, to make sure you're not just relying on some fellow who happens to live in that city, is the only Jew there, and yeah, he ends up being the Rav HaMachshir for that wine, even though there's another national hashgacha rubber stamping it, but really it's one fellow who doesn't know too much. He's the one in charge of kashrus for that wine. A third issue, hopefully not so common, and that is when you have wine that was produced during the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, through the halachic system called Eitzer Bezdin. Basically, the halacha is that farmers are not allowed to work the field on Shemitah. However, Bezdin is allowed to take control of the produce and hire the farmers as laborers, and simply that the final purchase, you're simply paying the farmers for their work and the distributor for their work, but no one's actually making a profit on it. Now, that product has Kedushas Shemitah, and it's not allowed to be removed from Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a question, halacha, if there's no wine of this year left in Eretz Yisrael, can it be removed? That's a question, halacha. Most places can say no, that the wine that was made during Shemitah, even if it has Ashkacha, but if it says Eitzer Bezdin on it, that should not be consumed and should not be brought outside of Eretz Yisrael. So if someone gives you a bottle and it says Eitzer Bezdin, or if you look and you know that this is a Shemitah year, speak with your Rav. I would assume most Rabbanim in America will tell you not to consume it. There are those that are mekel, but that's something to be cognizant of. And just because someone, your frum friend, gave you Mishlech Manas does not necessarily mean he knew exactly what he was doing in regards to the kashrus of wine.